1. Tonight, go with me there. Gonna preach a short message tonight, Brother Chucky. I would ask him to shout, but I know he's a little bit hoarse back there, so he's probably, instead of Robert yelling at football players, Chucky's been yelling at kids. Go with me to verse number 43. It's something that I had, something that I've had in my phone for a while, and sometimes when you're just riding down the road, God will give you something, and you just kind of, sometimes I don't have a pen and a notepad with me, and I just got that telephone, and I begin to just type it down. And this is the title of the message tonight, and He Sees You. Come on, man. Yeah. Come on. He sees you.
Amen.
Amen. He sees you. I want to encourage you tonight with that thought, is that God, the God of heaven, Brother Charlie, looks down, Brother Donald, and He sees you.
Amen.
And He sees me. Amen. John chapter number 1, verse 43, if you dare say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says the day following Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Listen to this, verse number 45. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him. Amen. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite, indeed in whom is no guile. And Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest? Listen to this now. Listen very closely to what he's about to say. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me?
Come on.
Jesus answered and said unto him, oh God, I love it, I'm telling you. Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. From whence thou wast under the fig tree, I, Jesus speaking those words are in red, he said, I. He didn't say the preacher. He didn't say nobody else. He didn't say the prophet. He said, but I saw thee. Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks, Lord. God, to give you honor and glory. God, what an opportunity, God, we have tonight. God, to be able to come into your house, Father. God, to worship the King of Kings, God, and the Lord of Lords. God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be here tonight, God. Father, we pray for that you give us ears to hear, God, and hearts to take in. God, that we leave different than the way we came. God, I pray for boldness, God. I pray for confidence, God, as I preach. God, I pray for clarity in the words spoken from this unworthy mouth. But God, I thank you, God, for what you're going to do in this place here tonight, God. In the name, God, that stands above every other name, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray this prayer. And the church and all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I'll get wound up in a minute. Let me tell you what I like about So I got to thinking as I was sitting down today, and I began to think about the body of Christ and just about how the body of Christ, we are just like our physical body, is that there's different parts of a body that keeps things going, that keeps things in motion. Some things work and others work in a different way. This one works in that way, but they all work together. Amen, Brother Steve. And we see here that I thought about this as I was coming down the road, is that many times in Scripture we love to hear the stories of the anointed people when the hand of God touches people, Brother Kevin. And hey, you go to the doctors and what once was there, all of a sudden they begin to see a scan of something that was done that they saw. I ain't talking about no Joe Blows on the side of the road. The highest of highest doctors with all of these degrees, they see a scan and they see something on the scan that's there. They know it's there. And the next time, whenever the child of God gathers and people gather around anointing with oil, friend, and they walk back into that doctor's office, and they go to that same doctor and the same scan gets done. And you know what happens? All of a sudden they say, where did it go? We don't know where it went. The hand of God, Brother Steve, we see it in our lives as Christians, the hand of God touching people. We love it when the hand of God touches people. We've seen it in this church time and time and time again. We've seen God 98% chance something was cancer and the children of God. Brother Steve, we gather together at midnight and begin to pray, people with cancer. We begin to pray and all of a sudden we get up the next day and 2% of God was more than enough, friend. The touch of God happening in people, and we hear about how God, we love it when God speaks to us through the Word of God and He begins to draw us into the Scripture and begins to show us things and to speak through our spirit and begins to mold us and begins to reveal stuff to us in His Word. And I love it. I'm telling you, I love the hand of God. I love it when God begins to move in my life, and I love to see God move in other people's lives. And we see that, and we see those different things and different things that God does within our life. But I'm going to tell you something, Brother Jackie, to know that God sees me, to know that the God of heaven, hey, like old brother, I will never forget it. You done it on Stephen. Whenever he looked up there to God, and Jesus was standing at the right hand of God, friend. And to know that the God of the heavens, I ain't talking about nobody. I'm talking about one that created it all. I'm talking about the one that spoke it into existence. The one that placed the stars in their spots, said, hey, they ain't moved yet. They still in those. And he drew a line in the sand and said, look here, ocean, you can't come but this far. That's the God I'm talking about. That's the one that sees you. That sees you, Brother Alton. That sees you. Amen. And here we see this. When John the Baptist is coming on the scene and the followers of John, all of a sudden they're following John, and Jesus comes on the scene. And John begins to tell the people, behold, the Lamb of God that came to take away the sins of the world. Amen. You want to know why I get so excited about the Son of God? Amen. For Him dying on the cross. Why? Because it takes away the sins of the world. Amen. That's why He came, to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. And we see that all of a sudden, God manifested in the flesh dwelling among us. Amen. And all of a sudden, He's on the scene, and hey, all eyes and all ears are on Him. And all of a sudden, people that once followed John, you can read it back, people that once followed John, now they ain't, I love John. I like John, you know, I love, but nobody was focused on John. when Jesus come on the scene. And all of a sudden, those disciples of John begin to follow him and they begin to go after him. And we see this picture of whenever Jesus comes upon the scene, and old Philip, just like old Andrew, when he run to get old Peter, said, "Peter, we found him. We found him, Brother Jackie." And old Philip runs down. He just runs to go get old Nathaniel. And he says, "Nathaniel, we found him. We found the man. We found the one, hey, that Moses talked about, that the prophets talked about, hey, that the law talks about. We found him." And he begins to expound on it. I get excited about that stuff, in case y'all can't tell. But I'm telling you that all of a sudden, that once was on pages, that once was out of the Torah, all of a sudden, the one that they began to read about, the one, the Messiah, that was to come, now all of a sudden is standing before them. And Nathanael was standing there. Philip runs and gets him, and he says, "Look here, Brother Nathanael, we found him. We found him. We found him." Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm glad they found him on that day. But I'm glad he found me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I want us to look just here briefly. I ain't going to keep you long, Brother Chuck. The time doing good back there? Hey, give me a thumbs up. But I began to think about this and began to think about that word, those words at the end of that text after whenever Jesus is speaking. He says, "Before that Philip called thee." He said, before Philip even came to you, before he even made mention to you that I was on the scene, before he come running to you, he said, "When you was under that there fig tree, when you was under that fig tree, you know what? I saw you. I saw thee. My eyes were upon thee. I knew where you was." Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, "I saw you." And if you was to study this out, and which brings me to kind of, I guess, the first point, is whenever he sees us in varieties and different facets and different places that we are in our life. Because each and every one of us in here are in a different place in our walk with Christ. Each and every one of us. And we all struggle in some way, shape, or form. Amen. And we find here that when he's talking about this fig tree, it's almost a sense, and if you study it out, it's symbolic of a secret place. A secret place. What do you mean? The place where he was alone. The place where he, Brother Charlie, Nathanael, was by himself. The place to where he was alone in a place, in a secret place. He thought he was all alone. He thought he was by himself. But the Jesus, the God in the flesh, said this, that before Philip come unto thee, when you were under that fig tree, I saw you. Can you imagine thinking you've done been by yourself, and all of a sudden somebody says, "I seen you when you was in that place. I seen you when you was in your secret place. I seen you when you was alone in prayer. I saw you, brother." He didn't say, "Hey, I love it when he inclines his ear unto us, amen, when we go to him in prayer, but my God, I love it when he sees me. I love to know that I'm on his mind, amen. I love to know that no matter where I'm at in my life, that the God of heaven sees me." We see that in our text. The secluded place that Nathanael found himself in. The place where he thought he was all by himself. Can I tell you, how many's ever been there? Amen. 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 And I'm talking about spiritual warfare too. where you think you're by yourself. Ain't nobody else around. Ain't nobody else care about me. Don't nobody else, Brother Donald. You're in that state of depression and you think, oh, don't nobody care about me. Don't nobody want to have anything to do with me. Don't nobody even want to look upon me. Listen up, friend. Can I tell you tonight, there's one. Amen. There's one that's got his eyes, my God, glory, fastened upon thee. We see that here he sees you and I whenever we're in our state or whenever we're in a place where we feel all alone. He sees you. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to encourage you with it. Even though you might feel down, how many of y'all had a bad day today? How many of y'all had a rough day today? Amen. Hey, they happen. Just because you get saved don't mean they don't happen, Brother Steve. If I'd say anything, I'd say it happens more often than not. Amen. But hey, it can't take away the joy. But anyway, we'll stay on topic. But know this, that no matter how tough, no matter how alone you feel, no matter how secluded you feel away from the world, maybe even family, hey, if I'm right, I remember the Bible saying that Jesus Christ said that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He even said that I'll go with you all the way until the end. And friend, to know that his eyes are upon me, to know that he cares enough about me to look upon me, that even though that I may be in a place where I feel so all alone, maybe in a place where the devil's, hey, just whipping up on me, that, hey, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this whole world, friend. And can I tell you, he sees you. He sees you. He sees you. Just the same way that he saw Nathanael here. Before, Nathanael had not a clue. He didn't even know Jesus. He didn't even know Jesus at this time. He read about him in the scriptures, but all of a sudden Jesus sees him before he even. To know that he sees us, man, what an honor. What an honor to know that in the places when we're secluded from the rest of the world, the places whenever we feel like we're so all alone, when we feel like we're so by ourselves, and hey, listen to me, Christian, there's going to be times, Brother Jackie, that you're going to stand and you're going to feel like you're all by yourself.
Amen. Amen.
I promise you. I promise you. If you love Jesus, you'll stand by yourself. You can read it all. I was reading something today to where a gentleman just started proclaiming the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, you know what started happening? Everything started to get taken away from him. All these contracts that these people had with him. All of a sudden, they started pulling away from deals. Why? Because of Jesus. You'll stand alone. You'll stand alone, so you think. Amen. Amen. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He sees you. Thank God he sees us. Amen. But not only do we see it in the secluded places. Here we see that in our text. But in the book of Mark, turn with me. Mark chapter number 6. Verse number 46 of Mark chapter number 6 reads this. We know this story. We've seen this story acted in the play up there. We've seen it. We've seen literal scripture come to life and we're able to see it all just kind of unfold. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And listen to this. And he saw them. And he saw them. We see a little different scenario here, because where does Jesus see them? He sees them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by. We see Jesus, the example. Jesus upon a mountain praying, and all of a sudden he has told his disciples, he said, you're going to go unto the other side. And he gets them all gathered together in the ship, and they begin to go across the sea. And when they get into the midst of the sea, all of a sudden what happens? A storm comes. And the Bible talks about how they're toiling and rowing. Well, you know what that means in just so plain redneck? That means that they've given it everything they got, and guess what? They're going nowhere. They've given it all they got, and they going nowhere. Anybody ever been there? You feel like you're doing everything that you can do. Hey, you're reading your Bible. You're praying like you should. Hey, we're trying to seek the face of God. And you know what you're doing? You're rowing as hard as you can, Brother Donald Boone, and you're going nowhere. So you say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, not only does he see us in our secluded places, but he sees us in the storms of our life. He sees us in the storms of our life, whether it be death, whether it be the loss of a job, whether it be things in the family happening, whether it be separation, whether it be this or whether it be that. All of a sudden, you find yourself in a storm. You find yourself, hey, things happen. Amen. Things unexpected happen. People get sick. Amen. Our body tends to fail with age. Things tend to happen. But even though sometimes we struggle, sometimes it's a fight, sometimes it's everything and then some. Amen. Sometimes when you're just doing everything that you can do, when you're just barely hanging on. When you've done it all, toiling and rowing, everything was coming against them. The waves and the winds were beating up against the ship. They wasn't going nowhere. Sound pretty scary to me. The storms of life sometimes get scary. Amen. Sometimes the storms of life cause us to have a little bit of suffering. Sometimes the storms of life begin to weigh heavy upon you and upon me. But I'm reminded of a quote in the Bible to where Elijah, the prophet, said unto his servant these words, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they, hey, that be with them. Amen. Ain't you glad that even in the storms of life that the God of heaven sees you? Listen, he's got his eyes on you. Of all the people in the entire world. Amen. Of all the people. The one that sits up high and looks down low has his eyes upon you and upon me. Unworthy, as spotted up and as blemished as we can get sometimes, that the God of heaven, the times that we fail him, the times, hey, that we be like Peter and we forsake him, the times that, hey, that we say, God, we'll be here, and the next thing you know, we tuck and tail and running. Even when all of that happens, he sees you. you and he sees me. My God of heaven. That he sees you and he sees me. Even here, just like in our text here in the book of Mark, we see that everything. And see, the thing was, he was looking from a mountain. They were in a storm, Brother Jackie, doing everything that they could do to just stay afloat. Imagine this now, go with me. He's standing upon the top of a mountain and he's looking out across the sea. The storm's raging, he sees the storm. But you know what happens to those disciples and they're on that ship? They're doing everything that they can do. And they can't see him. Go ahead. Because the storm around them.
Right. Come on. Come on.
Because the things going on, they couldn't see him. But you know what? He could see them.
Amen. Amen.
The God of heaven. I told you I wasn't going to be long tonight. So we get a song of invitation. I know that was more of a devotion. And I ain't used to devotions.